The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, September 7, 2022. The President of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, congratulated the newly elected President of Kenya, William Ruto, and wished him success in his new responsibilities. Through his Twitter account, the Cuban head of state reiterated the will to continue expanding relations of friendship and cooperation between the two countries and peoples. The day before, Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez also sent his congratulations to the new ruler of the African nation, who became president after serving as vice president for 10 years. Cuba and Kenya established diplomatic relations on October 19, 1995, marked by collaboration in various fields, especially the area of health. Prime Minister of Cuba, Manuel Marrero, affirmed that his country develops multiple actions to confront dengue. The head of government expressed during a meeting of the temporary working group for the prevention and control of both diseases that despite the lack of fuel and other resources, it is necessary to make an effort not to neglect essential tasks such as collecting garbage, fumigate, or comply with established measures. During the meeting held this Tuesday, headed by President of the Caribbean Island, Miguel Díaz-Canel, Marrero asked to unite all the forces, the resources, the priorities to face the transmission. Likewise, the director of the research center of the Pedro Curie Institute of Tropical Medicine, Maria Guadalupe Guzman, stressed that Cuba is maintaining surveillance of the viruses that are circulating, not only dengue, but also other ailments transmitted by the Aedes aegypti mosquito. The Havana's SA Corporation begins this Wednesday the celebrations for the 55th anniversary of Cohiba, the most prestigious brand and the one for which Cuban cigar lovers feel the most passion. The program of activities will run until Friday and includes a visit to El Laguito factory in the Cuban capital, where the best rollers in the country make the wide variety of Cohiba cigars entirely by hand, and will culminate with a humidor gala and auction whose proceeds will go to the Cuban public health system. According to the organizers, it will be a celebration full of luxury, exclusivity, and passion for Cohiba brand cigars, under whose aromas attendees will also have the opportunity to enjoy various artists and learn about the 2021 Havana Awards nominees in their different categories. Havana's SA took the birthday party of the famous tobacco to other latitudes with a presentation of the new Cohiba 55th Anniversary Limited Edition. The first three Cohiba models were produced in 1968, although they really emerged in 1966 when a torcedor offered the special offer to the leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro. And in the international agenda, we have that workers of the National Roads Authority of Argentina on Wednesday expressed their support for Vice President Cristina Fernandez and condemned the judicial persecution and aggressions against her. In statements to Telam News Agency, Fabian Catanzaro, General Secretary of the Union of Road Transport Workers, stated that they will march waving the Argentine flag and the central act will take place in Buenos Aires under the slogan, "Enough of Lawfare." "We will defend the vice president, the workers, and the role of the state," Catanzaro said. He also questioned the actions by prosecutor Diego Luciani, who requested a 12-year prison sentence for Fernandez and her disqualification to hold public office for alleged irregularities in the awarding of works in the province of Santa Cruz. On several occasions, Fernandez, who is also the president of the Senate, pointed out that there is no evidence against her and condemned the links among officials, businessmen, and judges with former President Mauricio Macri. Meanwhile, Iranian President Sayed Ebrahim Raisi received in Tehran on Tuesday Venezuelan Transport Minister Ramon Celestino Velasquez with the willingness to expand bilateral cooperation ties between the two countries. Sayed Ebrahim Raisi expressed his country's willingness to expand relations with Venezuela in all fields, especially in trade, energy, technology, science, and defense industry. The Iranian president welcomed the speedy development of Iran-Venezuela relations while remarking that the Islamic Republic of Iran has always been a friend of Venezuela's hard times. Venezuelan transport minister, on the other hand, said his country urges for strengthening cooperation with Iran in economic, trade, transit, and political matters. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.